Peace, love, and harmony. What is going on? Welcome back to another episode of Talk Tuesday. I am your host, B Harmony, and of course, your support means the absolute world to me. As always, if you guys are brand new to Harmony Politics, this is your first season listening in. That's just something that I say. It's my catchphrase. I'm always going to say that, and not because it's something clever to say, but because I really am appreciative of the support. Like, if I were doing these podcasts and no one was listening, it wouldn't be a point, right? It would just be me getting my thoughts out, and I could do that in a journal. So thank you guys for listening, for sharing, for commenting, for writing me on harmonypolitics.com, for reaching out on Instagram or whatever the case is, commenting on YouTube videos. I definitely appreciate it. Now, I know that last Tuesday, I wasn't able to put out a Talk Tuesday, and I had a few people reach out wondering why. I do need to get better with the consistency. You know, if you guys look back in season one, you see that I did it every Tuesday, and that was way too much for me. I just couldn't do that, as well as keeping a full-time job. It got to be a lot. And in season two, I did it every other Tuesday to let more airplay for the podcast go and, you know, get more listeners instead of doing it every week and putting out content and content. And then sometimes you feel like, oh, wow, I haven't heard this podcast in a while. Then you go look and you see it's like 100 episodes. It's kind of overwhelming, right? That's at least for me personally. So I don't want that for you guys. So I'm still trying to find, you know, my niche, my groove, you know what I mean? But definitely apologies about last Tuesday. I definitely was a little under the weather, so excuse me for that. But I'm here now. I'm ready. Let's talk. What's going on with you guys? How are we feeling? How are we doing? I hope everyone is blessed. I hope everyone is lovely. I want to set the intention for this podcast just to really go over and do a quick little revamp of COVID-19 and what's going on, because as we progress every day, it's something new in the news and something new in the media. In order to make sure that you are aware of the severity of what's going on in the world. Now we got this new strain out called MU. Wow, like, you know, or Mu, I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm no doctor, I'm no none of that. But the Mu strain, you know, it's just getting crazy. And as we move forward in a post-COVID-19 world, there's so many changes that are happening. You guys heard last Tuesday's episode where we talked about post-COVID school system and the various changes that are going on with that. Well, for this week's episode, I just want to do a recap on all things COVID-19. Just something real brief just to give you time to catch up on previous episodes. I know that they're a bit longer than what they used to be. That's definitely my intention, because I am presenting you guys with so much information. I want to make sure that I'm making my point and that you guys are getting the research and the gist of what I'm trying to say. So if you listen to the whole episode, you know, it's definitely a lot of gems in there, especially for you mothers and fathers out there, or legal guardians, aunts and uncles, you know, it's the kids that are going back to school. It's an important podcast to listen to. So I would definitely go back and listen to that one. It actually reminds me of an episode, or a couple episodes actually, that I did in season two where I specifically talked about COVID-19. I did one called COVID-19 Money Driven, and then I came back and did a part two as a follow-up. I'm going to play a little clip for you guys from the COVID-19 Money Driven part two.
What is a business supposed to do when somebody walks in without a mask? Assume that they're abiding by the rules?
You know, we are asking people to be honest with themselves. If they are vaccinated and they are not wearing a mask, they are safe. If they are not vaccinated and they are not wearing a mask, they are not safe. And what we're asking businesses to do, probably the most important thing that businesses could do right now, is to work to ensure that it's easy for their own employees to get vaccinated.
Now, mind you guys, when I released that episode, that was in May 18th, actually. So May 18th. So we are now in the month of September, and this is still a prevalent conversation. Like, how do you as a business know what guidelines to follow and how to operate in such a way that your business remains successful and that you keeping your customers safe? I mean, this new strain of COVID-19, the MU strain, I don't know, guys. Like, I'm a bit concerned about it. You know, I've personally known some people now who have passed away from COVID-19, at least 3 people, which is very heartbreaking. And for those of you guys who have had loved ones or people you know that passed away, I'm very sorry for your loss, of course. But what do we do in this post-COVID world? Like, the school system's already, you know, going downhill. That No Child Left Behind Act is a bunch of BS right now. We got businesses who, if you're not vaccinated, then you can't even come into the building. We got some restaurants out in LA and New York who are requiring you to scan your phone just to enter to show that you're vaccinated, which is a direct violation of your HIPAA law, because there should be no reason why I go to a restaurant and you want to see my medical history. How about you show me the medical history of all of your staff here? So I hope that, you know, at least for now, you're indoors cooking if you're not vaccinated and you're not going out like that. Or even if you are vaccinated and you choose to go out, it's all your prerogative, honestly. Like, you're able to do whatever it is that you want to do in a post-COVID-19 world, because what is the real restrictions here? Like, what are the restrictions that we're facing as a country here in the U.S.? Like, there's other countries who I watch the world international news, and I watch other countries, and the way that they're handling it is so much different than what's being handled here in the U.S. And I mean, to be honest, I'm not saying that we're a totalitarian country, but I definitely see us moving towards a new type of order, where even Senator Ted Cruz was just called out for his tweet where he said there's millions of vaccines and there's millions of jobs, go get a job, when they just ended unemployment as of September 4th. Now, for people who need the unemployment, that extra $300 came in handy. Now that they don't have that, what are they to do? Those people who have been unemployed in their respective fields during the entire pandemic will no longer be receiving unemployment. Okay, which definitely is heartbreaking, and that sucks. But why haven't bills stopped? Like, your basic necessities, some things I just feel like could have been handled differently. And I think that, you know, it's just a poor job of COVID-19 in comparison to other places in the world and how it's handled. I feel like the USA is kind of caught in the middle of trying to appease the government and also trying to make sure that it's keeping in mind, quote unquote, I'm doing air quotes right now, but air quotes for, you know, trying to make sure that our civil liberties as humans are still intact. You know what I mean? They want us to still feel like we're free, even though all of these restrictions are being placed. And maybe there should have been another shutdown. Maybe that might have helped. Maybe not. We don't know. We're not predictors of the future. We could never really know. All I know is, for me personally, I just feel like when I look at other countries and how they're handling the pandemic and I compare it to the U.S., I think that we have definitely got our work cut out. And it's going to be a while before before our economic recovery even begins. I mean, and not just from COVID-19, but remember George Floyd riots, remember all of the social injustices that were happening during COVID-19 when everyone was so focused on COVID-19. You have people who were being murdered in front of people and going basically free, you know what I mean? Like, just, it, I don't know. I just think that the world, the way that we're going right now, it's just out of hand and it's getting insane. And I'm here to bring you news, to report on stuff that's not being talked about. Like I said in previous seasons, make sure that when you watch the news, it's okay to mute the TV and read the bottom of the screen, because what news media tries to do at times is they try to distract you with what you see. They control what you see and what you're watching, but the real news is at the bottom of the screen that's going across. That's the most alarming news that you could possibly read, that you wouldn't see a video of it and you wonder why. It's because everything is calculated. And if you don't believe me, when you watch the news tonight, mute the TV if you need to mute it and read what's going on across the bottom of the screen. I guarantee you, 8 out of the 10 things you see on the bottom of the screen will not be visibly shown as a news clip. I can guarantee you that. And there's a reason behind all that, and I can't wait to talk about that reason on the next episode. So thank you guys for this quick little recap, just to make sure I'm talking to you guys on this Tuesday. And I love you guys so much. I appreciate the support. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and share. And I'm very excited because I will be back on YouTube this month. I've been preparing, I've been taking notes on how my business is going, certain things that I've been doing, and I can't wait to bring you guys that content. And it's not to try to promote myself or my business services, but it's really just to show you that there's regular people out here who can do this too. And it's not going to be, oh, how did I make $1 million in 3 months from my business? No, that's not the case. Those are all, I call BS on those. But most definitely, I'm excited to bring you guys content that's going to help you in your everyday life. Whether that's business, whether that's inspiration, whether it's news, whether it's holistic health, whatever the case is. I'm just very excited for everything that I'm coming up with and going to be coming out with. So if you haven't, I've already said it, hit the subscribe button right now. Make sure you tell somebody about the girl you heard named B Harmony, who believes that there's harmony in politics. And politics is not just about politics, it's about politicking. Politicking is a way of life, and it's something that's crucial that we need in order to survive. So thank you guys for checking out this recap episode. I appreciate you, and next Tuesday's episode will be phenomenal. You don't want to miss it. Peace out.